So for recreation, you had the pro rec and you had neighbours round for whist. And the children had parties or private parties.
We did a lot of bike riding also.
Ah, you had a bike?
Yeah, well, we had to save up our money, and for every dollar we saved, Dad gave us a dollar. And my sister and I, oh, it sounds like we were together all the time. We probably were at that time. We bought this one bike when we had enough money. And we used to go for long rides. Our girlfriend had a bike of her own. Trisha would pedal the bike and I'd sit on the seat, or else when she got tired, I'd pedal and she'd sit on the seat. And until we could save enough money for the second bike, that we got along fine that way, just like we used the instrument, both of us, when we were playing in the band. But oh, there wasn't that traffic out in those days, so you could take your bike and go along Marine Drive. We always hoped to make the airport, but we never did. I think the farthest we must have got was Fraser and Marine.
What were the roads like?
I think Marine must have been paved.
Yeah, it probably was.
This is probably why we went along there, because a lot of the side roads, of course, weren't, they were just gravel roads.
Right.
Main ones were paved. I can't really remember having to avoid any potholes.
Yeah. Was the street outside your house paved? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
I wonder.
The street we're living on now was just a trail in those days, because the girl we went to public school with at Nelson Avenue, her father was the shoemaker down at the corner, and they lived at Rumble and Sussex, where we are now. And we used to visit her in early grades at Nelson. And it looks funny. The same house is still standing. It's the house next door to us now. But it was a house we visited way back when we first started school.
Gosh.
But I can't remember about the streets. There were no sidewalks. You walked down the streets all the time. And that, I'm sure, was in the late 30s that they finally started to put the sidewalks in, and it seemed real funny to start walking on sidewalks rather than walking down the side of the road. You
Yeah.
always walk down the road.
What do you think was the impact of those years on you as a family? Did it make a difference?
It made us closer as a family, because we had to depend on each other for our amusements, and we didn't go out, so therefore we were together. And as far as the depression, it's left its mark on me in the fact that I'm scared to spend money in case I might need it.
Yeah.
I think this is common with a lot of people her age. During the depression, I didn't dare spend 10 cents for a hair shampoo. And I'm pretty expandable. But it's unconscious. You just aren't aware of it. But all the nice things that I have, my family have given me. I don't spend on myself.
Right.
I think that the times that they had then versus the times that the youngsters have now, you had a much freer time. You did have more friends that you gathered, because as a group you had to do everything. And you didn't have to spend money to do it, or a
Right.
great deal of money. Your The theater, even before the Oak started, you'd go to Joyce Road for a nickel on a Saturday afternoon, but you would walk. But
Gosh.
you would walk as a group. There would be all the kids in the neighborhood would go.
Everybody walk.
Yeah.
But I think that those friendships are very close friendships that were established then.
Yeah.
Mom certainly sees a lot of the people that she met at that time through old Pro Rec or any of the other ones. She had her group of friends that got together. We still
I
see
had all
our.
her friends too.
Yes,
This was
yes,
sort of a
we.
center for them.
There were places for
You
the
went
kids to
hiking up the
go.
mountain.
Yeah. But there were things, kids could go out on the streets, and go to somebody's house, or they could go to a movie, or they could drop in anywhere and do anything. They didn't need cars to do it. Everything was done close at home. Whereas now, there isn't the things for kids to do. They need cars, firstly, or transportation to do it. We didn't. Mm. We had a good time and a much freer time.
Yeah.
You didn't have to worry about walking on the streets late at night, or at least we never did. Now I worry if my kids are doing it, even my boy. Mm. You know, it was an entirely different type of life.
Yeah. Could we just finish by asking you both if there's any one specific thing that you remember about the Depression years?
Any one
memory you have that stands out?
Well, my memory of it is that I worked hard and had no money.
Makes sense.
No, I just remember those soup days probably because they were very degrading. But I can also remember the fun we had in high school.
Right. Good. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much.